Growing up in Irsin, there was a saying which I never truly understood. They said, an old friend is better than a new friend. I never had friends as a child, so this was not anything really meaningful to me. But then I went to Heldren and I started to make friends. And I came to understand that, yes, the people that were there for me over time were much more important than any new person I could meet. I thought I understood that, and now here I am, back in Irsin, and I have once again abandoned all of the old people in my life. I left my friends behind because I cared for them enough that I must try to save them from this stupid winter that Korolyeva Elvana wants to spread through the world. These new friends, I hope, will become old friends. We have already lost Norm, and I am worried the longer I am here that I will lose more of these people. I can only hope that new friends become old friends, become valued friends, and that we can look back on this together and remember that time we were all locked in a clock tower together, watching as some guards sizzled most satisfyingly in the snow outside, and hoping that those tiny little rattled children do not die in the woods. I do not have high hopes for that. I honestly do not have high hopes for any of us. I am, quite frankly, very scared of winter witches, and I do not know if I have made this clear to my companions. I do not want to scare them, but there's nothing much more frightening than a white witch in her full power in her homeland, and we are about to face that very thing when we go to the Pale Tower. They say in Irsin also, Volkov Boyatsva Vyasnichadit, if you are afraid of wolves, do not go into the forest. I can tell I am about to do something very stupid because I am very, very afraid of wolves in the form of white witches, and I am most definitely going right straight to their home. But what choice do we all have, really? May the horror be with us, and let's hope none of these new friends, you know, go the way of the world.
Oh, scary.
Yeah, it'll be nice when we can all look back on this as a fond memory.
If we make it.
And I say we, but I'm a guy who lives in Waldsby. Like, this is all.
Remember that time you got a guard's fingers cut off? Yeah. That was cool.
Remember that time four fingers got cut off and then the guard captain was like, don't help him. Ooh, yeah, last session, what a ride.
Oh, man.
So many curveballs. But here we are, still in Waldsby. You guys have taken care of a number of guards.
Two, I believe.
Two, I think it's...
Two got burned up.
Yes.
Two got burned up, and
what
one
happened to him?
Is... Well, he lost his fingers.
Oh, but he's still a guard.
He's having a bad day.
No, he was kicked fired.
Yeah, he's
the
six. Fired.
He's the six-fingered man. He's going to be like the BBE.
There you go.
Now, you said that I know everybody in Waldsby.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Pale Tower guards, so they're all kind of dickish, at least a little bit, just for their job. But was Greg, like, a bad guy? Do I know bad things about him? Did he beat his wife, and did he, like, cheat on his taxes?
You're trying to feel better about yourself.
How bad of a Pale Tower guard was he? Was he, like, the nicest Pale Tower guard? And I feel, like, even more guilty. I'm just hoping he's a really bad guy.
On a scale of 1 to 100, how much of a dick is he?
On a scale of 1 to 100, 100 being horrible, he's an 8.
Oh, no! Greg, so he's like the best one.
He was
the best Pale Tower guard.
Yeah. He was a sweetheart. He wasn't there of choice but necessity to feed his family, who shall now starve because he cannot work for a living with only six
fingers. Because I would know that, and that's definitely going to change how I behave. It's going to affect how I behave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to roll for how many children are going to starve to death now that he can't work?
This place is brutal.
Just like it's cold. Just like a D4, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to have
four.
A lot of kids. All right. I'm going to look up real quick to see what spells I can use to bring fingers back. Jesus.
Oh, no. Regrow.
Basically. Okay. So we have 8 guardsmen left. One of those being the captain with the scary shield. Who just gave a rousing speech about traitors and a history lesson about the burned out house that is not too far away from where this all went down in front of the statue. And all 8 of them are walking over towards Kappa's house where Vasilisa Morozova lived in an alternate... It's not even an alternate reality. It's just a eerily spooky replica.
But which is a replica of which?
Bum, bum, bum.
Which came first, Haldren or Waltzby?
Well, Baba Yaga was the first witch, right?
Well,
that's the witch that came first.
Baba Yaga is the mother of all witches.
I feel like there's this pun loop happening between the two of you where they are getting aggressively, increasingly, exponentially stronger.
Okay, so there are 8 guards currently walking towards Kappa's house, and you can see a couple of them starting to pull out torches and light them. Everyone else is sitting inside of the clock tower. The children of Kappa have been sent away into the forest to their quote-unquote regular meeting spot. So Kappa, Arbogazer, Marge, Valdine, and Vasilisa are all in the clock tower. Bulka and Grig are in the town square, and Marigold is tied up outside of Kappa's house.
Sounds good.
And we're in it. Bom, 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 bom.
No one saved my donkey.
So it doesn't take long before all of the guards are out of sight from what you guys can see in the clock tower.
Is Hatch still outside? He just disappeared. We don't know where Hatch is.
Exactly.
We have no idea where Hatch is.
Oh, Hatch. I hope you're okay.
What was all that commotion? What was he saying? They're lighting a bunch of torches. It doesn't look good.
They're planning on burning our house down.
I wave at Kappa like, our house? Kappa's house. But it's the house where I lived in Haldren in the same house, you know? But they're burning it down. They also want to burn the children up. So I really hope they are obedient, Kappa, and that they are not going home.
No, they will be going to the spot. They are very well-behaved boys.
Good.
Well, where is this spot? I mean, should we go after them, make sure they're safe?
Make sure we're safe, too.
They should be okay. I am not too worried about them or my house. There are still dogs there, but they will not burn useful animals.
Do they think that perhaps a pack donkey is a useful animal? Perhaps? She is a very good donkey.
I believe it is useful. If they think dogs are, I'm sure a mule packed with gear would also be considered useful.
We shall rescue Marigold.
Wait, does she have fleas?
But also Thora. What?
Does your donkey have fleas?
No.
Oh, and then, she will be fine.
I tend to her every evening, I shall have you know.
So, my house is going to burn. I do not think there is anything we can do about that.
I did have an idea, which I thought I should run past you. I only just now had it, so yay for inspiration. Looking at Arbogazer, I remembered, he is planning to go to Haldren. Yes?
Yeah.
So maybe Arbogazer and Kappa and Kappa's children all go to Haldren together. After we save Thora. And then, because I just say this, I hate to break it to you, but I do not think you are welcome in Waltzby. ever again.
That is what I have gathered as well. We have been marked as traitors.
Hmm. Oh, dear.
Maybe Marge can tell you how to meet her family.
Oh, yeah.
In Theldor, and you can go meet some other well-behaved rat folk.
I mean, I'm going to see my brother.
Yes.
Do your children live by my brother?
Oh, you know, not too terribly far, but I'm sure that Vasilisa was talking about Kappa and her kiddos.
Oh.
Yes.
Heading to go to our warren where my kiddos are.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
That makes sense.
They could all be friends together and such.
We will see. We will have to assess what to do once we get Thora back.
Are you very weirdly, like, do you think of Irsin as a good place to be? I know you are legally obligated to never leave. It is the law. You cannot leave Irsin.
Oh, wow.
But
I do not think Irsin is a good place to live,
mm-hmm.
but I think your mission here is good, and I want to help.
Yes, but I don't see how getting your wee little ratfolk children killed is going to really help very much, so...
Well, when we get Thora, then we shall leave, and we shall go and start a new life in Heldoran.
Yes, it's in Theldor.
In Theldor.
Oh, it's much warmer there.
I speak some of that, you know.
Yes, you can teach your children how to speak Théalden.
That'll be fun.
Anyway. Is Bulka okay out there?
Yeah, cut to Bulka!
Is Greg... wait, not Greg.
Greg?
It was Gary.
Gary.
The guards left him, just left him there.
Yeah, they all walked away.
And now they're all gone. There's nobody there.
Yeah, I mean, all the guards are walking down that path. Like, you can still see them. They're still in eye shot. None of them are facing you. They're just walking over to Kappa's house with torches.
Can I do a perception check to see if anybody's, like, checking at me through a window or something?
Yeah,
I want to be a little bit paranoid about it.
That's fine.
Technically, I am checking through a window to watch him, so you might notice.
Well, with a 7, I don't think I notice even Vasilisa looking through the window.
You see one person watching from a window.
But not a guard.
Not a guard.
I don't see any guards.
None of the guards are watching.
So I kneel down with him and put my arm around him. And
it was a good idea.
I agree.
It was a good idea.
I completely agree. These people, these Pale Tower guards, and this is not a good alliance. You should not be with these people.
I had no choice. This was the only work I could get, and it was
a good idea.
What do I do for my family? He's got his arm
around him, and he just kind of slowly starts rocking him. Just gently, like, because he's just kind of rambling now. But like, this is horrible. And he just starts like gently singing to him, like a little lullaby, like, "I have sunshine on cloudy days. When is cold outside, I have month of deadness." I guess you would say, why does he feel this way? My goddess, my Bulka. Talking about my Bulka.
he starts to weep silently. And as has been established, he's your best friend for still
a couple
four
minutes.
Hours.
Oh, hours?
Hours. We figured it out before. He's charmed for 4 hours.
Not
and
4 minutes. Okay.
Not been an hour.
Right. And just knowing that he's like not the worst guard, and it just makes it harder. So I'm kneeling down with him and kind of rocking him and comforting him. When I feel like the guards have gone all the way to start setting fire to the house, when I'm sure that really no one's paying attention, I am going to try and do a channel. I can't fix his fingers right now. I don't know what spell that would be.
Yeah.
But I can channel, and I can give him back a couple hit points that he probably lost.
You can stop him from bleeding out.
Yeah.
Which is what is happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I will just, as I'm rocking him and singing him, give off a little boop of 5 HP. Man. The low roll.
You are a very good friend, and you should not have done this. You should have left me. They will surely know it was you who healed.
No, but those monsters, they cut off your fingers. I do not care about them anymore. I only care about you.
Oh, you are really my bestest friend ever.
It's true, I am.
Cut to everyone in the clock tower. You guys see...
Do you all think that Bulka is really good friends with the guard he is cradling? Or that maybe it is his charm that he has worked upon him?
Hey, look, Bulka's cradling Gaddy. I didn't think they were that good of friends.
Yeah, it does look kind of odd.
Well, I remember the friend of my enemy is my temporary friend.
Until they're my enemy again.
Yes, so it looks like that guard who was attacked by the captain of the guard is probably our new favorite guard.
There's a lot of blood on the snow, too. Looks like he's hurt pretty bad.
Well, should we have him come inside the clock tower?
I don't know. We don't want to give away our position, but maybe...
I don't know.
Do we have any way of signaling to Bulka? He knows we are in the clock tower. He told us to go to here.
That was the secret message you told us.
That's what it sounded like.
Okay.
He said oatmeal, and that meant come to the clock tower.
Right.
It all made sense in the moment.
Because that's how secret messages work.
It was a little spur of the moment, but it came out, and there we are.
How far away is the Pale Tower from here? Do you know?
It's...
Kappa?
Yes, 6 miles or so.
Okay, so not too far.
It would take us about 4 hours to walk there. If we had the dogs, we could have done it in half the time, but...
Well, yes, you know, if fishes were fishes, or...
With all the guards over at your house, would it be safe for us to go to where the kiddos are? Would they see us? Would the guards see us?
They probably would not, if we want to...
We can't sneak out without letting Bulka know. Or we'll never see him again. Is that, I mean, right?
He seems like he's doing okay here, you know, protecting his town.
Yes, but, you don't know this part. Let me do a check. I think Bulka is doing okay. The guards don't dislike him yet. But also, it seems like maybe him being nice to the guard that we like now is a good way to make the other guards not like him.
Oh,
so let me...
Okay.
That sounds confusing to me, too.
I shall look at him. I shall try to convey silently that maybe he should just leave Gary alone. And Vasilis is just going to peep at the window a little, make a little, like, wavy gesture towards Bulka, like...
Should I roll another perception?
Yeah, give me perception.
19.
Ooh.
It's much better this time.
That's a lot better, I think.
And she's going to do that, like, universal, what the fuck are you doing gesture with her hands.
We all know the jester.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that one.
I feel like we ask this question on this show a lot. How long does message last?
Oh, goodness.
Because we cast it, I mean, in real time 6 months ago, but I feel like it might still be on. Not much time has actually passed since we were all talking.
Oh, time dilation. So much fun.
Oh, dude, man. It's hard to wrap your head around. And this keeping track of languages thing, where it's like you're responding to the thing that was said two sentences ago because you didn't understand the last sentence, but we're still...
It's totally still going. It's 10 minutes a level.
So you can actually... Yeah, you can actually talk to me, and we can hear each other.
Oh,
so
you can already hear me.
And you could hear me comfort... Oh, that's true. It's got to go through the wall.
So I think if I deliberately... up at the window, I will just hiss under my breath and hope you get it through message. Bulka, what are you doing? Are you being good to a guard that the guards do not like? You like, do you care about your reputation in this town?
Is Gary?
Okay, so do you want to take Gary and come with us and escape town, or do you want to stay in town? It is a crucial moment for you.
I know, but this town, Waldsby, I feel like needs me. Waldsby just lost his best carpenter and one of its sweetest ratfolk. I don't know if they could stand to lose their cleric as well. It would be very difficult for the town.
Okay, well then...
Are you whispering to Bulka?
Yes.
Can I whisper to Bulka?
No. Oh. I'd need to cast a spell.
Tell Bulka, because you guys are talking about trying to get him to come with us, yes? tell Bulka that with all of us, we can probably put a stop to the Pale Tower.
Kiapa would like to raise a revolution and destroy the entire Pale Tower with you, Bulka.
Is that accurate?
That is accurate. Yes.
That does not sound so much. She Bulka? Is normally very
if Bulka we remove for the people. The Pale Tower, the town will be safe. Otherwise, it will still be in danger if we do not, and the problem will not be solved.
That's a good point.
Norgina does not deserve her position anymore if she is helping Korolyeva Ilvana.
Well, if the guards, you know, beat up one of their own, they're probably going to come after you next.
Who are you saying that to?
I'm talking to...
Oh, you have message too?
Yeah.
I like the picture of Marge just coming and shoving her face at the window.
nose pressed up against the glass.
What I'm picturing is it's like Bulka's got like this little thought bubble in his head with Vasilisa, and Marge just pushes her face into his thought bubble. Like, that's good, I'm here too.
Well, I don't think the guards are going to be nice to you for long.
I mean, when I think about if they just continue burning house down after house, there will not be much left, I suppose.
We can help you rebuild.
Yes, why don't you grab Kiri, get somewhere safe, and we can meet in Kiapa's secret safe spot. Kiapa.
Yes.
Do you trust Bulka enough to tell him your secret safe spot?
Yes.
Okay, I shall be like the middle part of your conversation. You tell me secret spot, I tell Bulka secret spot.
Oh, you are meat. You are meat in sandwich. In middle of bread.
Yes, you are
conversation
bread. I am. Okay. I mean, I prefer jam sandwich, but you know, in middle.
I should have the summer jam with the berries. I should.
Yes, good berry jam is best. Okay, sorry.
Okay, you be the jam.
Kiapa.
Yes.
Speak through the jam.
I am from Irisin, so I also understand the reference that is happening. Yes, we are a sandwich, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is normal. She turns to you guys. She turns to Marge and Valtine is like, this is totally normal. Okay. So tell Bulka that you should go down to the frozen creek. Not the frozen stream, but the frozen creek. They are two very different things.
Streams, creeks, yes. So different.
Yes. Tell him to go there, and then he is to travel to the north exactly 40 paces.
Okay, so if I translate rat folk paces to dwarf paces, but a slightly taller than usual dwarf paces. Yes. Okay. So, yeah. Bulka.
Oh my goodness, what are you guys talking about?
Bulka. Pretend like you are the size of Kiapa.
Okay.
And then go 40 paces.
To where?
As though you were Kiapa's size.
Oh, don't forget where to tell him about the creek.
Yeah. Okay, no. Leave the clock tower.
I'm not at the clock tower.
No. But from the clock tower,
okay,
these
I go
are
to the clock tower. Okay, let me. I'm going to write this down in my head.
In your head, visualize. You are at clock tower.
Okay, in my head.
You leave back of clock tower. You go into the woods to the frozen creek. Not the frozen stream, the frozen creek.
Creek is yes, and stream is no.
That's right. From the creek.
Also, you do not need to say frozen. Everything frozen.
This is very true. Okay. You're redundant of me. At the creek, you go north.
Okay.
40 rat folk sized paces.
Okay.
This is where you just try to imagine you have the pace of Kiapa.
Okay.
And go 40 of those.
I feel like I can see 40 rat folk paces ahead. I feel like I could just see that.
Yes.
It's not too big.
Perhaps if there's not too much snow in the air.
Does Gary want to roll a perception check?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
For the strange whisper conversation.
I'm holding him while I'm doing
conversation in his head.
Let me pull up Gary's character sheet.
Oh, God. What have I done? You're going to need that because I think he's our new NPC.
I think so. I think he's your adopted NPC.
Can you
for the
recharm
campaign.
Him?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we just take him with us.
Oh, wait. Not today, though. Not today.
Not today.
Damn.
What do they need to make? The nearby can hear the message with a DC 25.
It's 25. Yeah, it's crazy.
DC 25.
Yeah, Gary got a 12. So Gary is just like still kind of rocking back and forth.
Even with like a plus five for the fact that I'm right in his face, it still wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's probably just humming the song you were singing to himself.
He's still singing.
Sunshine on cloudy day.
Boca, boca.
Boca, boca.
This is great. Okay. Yeah, he can't hear you.
After you go the 40 paces to the north, you'll need to turn to the southeast. And this is very important because you have to round the tree that is right there. The one with the big old knobby knob on it that looks like a hamster.
Okay, to your southeast.
Yes.
There will be a tree. It shall have a big knobby knob on it that looks like a hamster. Have you ever seen a hamster?
Yes, I have.
Okay, it looks like that.
The little hamster knob has a little twig on it, and it is pointing towards the west.
Okay, the twig on the hamster points to the west?
Yes, to the west.
To the west.
I normally would make a joke, but now seems like not the time that I would make a joke, but I feel like I should make a joke about the twig of the hamster, but I will stop, I will stop.
Go 2 paces past the twiggy hamster arm in the opposite direction that the hamster is pointing.
Which will be the opposite of the west way the twig points.
Yes, and then basically every, like, couple of steps.
You said 2 paces east, meaning like 2 Radfolk paces again, or do we
all of this is in Radfolk paces? Because
and if you do
okay, I will keep it in Radfolk paces.
Yes.
You will hear the sound of a hollow door.
Wait, go back a little, Kappa.
Okay.
What is making the sound of a hollow door?
A hollow door.
Yes.
Yes.
No, but what that makes what that sound?
A hollow door.
Why do you hear that sound?
Because there is a hollow door beneath you.
Oh, you are walking and you hear a hollow door beneath your feet.
Every 2 paces past the hamster arm.
You said the hollow door is to the east or to the west. I'm supposed to go 2 paces.
You jump up and down.
I forget. You said opposite of which way on the twig is pointing.
Okay, Boca.
But you don't want to go into that hollow door that is beneath you. That is a trap door.
Oh, no. Then why are you walking on it?
Because you have to find that trap door before you find the other door.
Just hold up a moment. I shall warn Boca.
Okay. Warn Boca? You said safe place. I thought we were into safe place.
We are, but apparently part of finding the safe place is you jump up and down on a trap door. So,
these poor kids.
When you are
well trained.
When you are at the tree with the hamster.
Yes, and it has the twig, and you go said
you
which
go
direction?
Opposite way the twig points. So you go east.
Okay.
And then every couple of Radfolk-sized paces, you jump up and down. And if you hear a hollow door sound, that is a trap. Do not go through the door. Don't jump too much, I guess, because I do not know how sturdy the trap door is. All right, Kappa, he is on trap door now. What next?
So after you find trap door, what you want to do is you want to look around, and you are going to find the hamster's wife.
The hamster has a wife.
Yes, it looks like a little
hamster.
Wait,
no, the hamster was like a tree. It was
the
hamster's only part of a tree.
The hamster is part of a tree, but now you will see a part of a tree again.
Yes,
that is a hamster that looks like it is wearing a wedding veil.
Yes.
So these are hamsters about to get married from different trees.
Yes.
You look for the bride.
That is kind of
for the bride,
beautiful. That
and
is very
then
sweet.
You are going to walk 10 more little tiny rat folk paces.
10 rat folk paces more after the bride.
Yes.
To the east still.
To the east.
Okay,
well,
still.
The bride, we move the bride. It is old log that we have carved.
Oh, the bride is an old log they have carved.
Well,
and so you
RBS
just...
Well, are actually carved. Oh, yeah, I totally remember. That was a fun commission.
Okay, yes, but where does he go after the hamster bride?
Oh, you...
Thank you. And I'm hopping the whole time?
I think so. I'll tell you when to stop hopping.
Hamster bride.
Yes.
And then once you have walked, I think I said 20 paces?
You see a 10 paces.
10 paces. Once you walk 10 paces towards the hamster bride, you need to turn to the right.
Okay.
And walk 2 paces.
Okay. So walk 10 paces from trapdoor towards hamster bride, you shall see. Turn to the right. Walk 2 paces.
2 paces.
You don't have to jump anymore. After trapdoor is found, you look for hamster bride.
Yes.
Walk 10 paces towards hamster bride. Turn right. 2 more paces.
Yes. And then at that point, you can move the snowman.
There's a snowman?
It is on top of the real trapdoor. But you slide, so trapdoor is on.
Is this a trapdoor, like the good trapdoor, yes, to where you're going, yes, not like for
so
a trap?
There is plank that snowman is built
There's
on top
of. There's a snowman
of.
That is going to be built on top of a plank.
And
wait.
You grab the plank.
No, Kiapa, 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 Kiapa.
Yes, what?
Will there still be a snowman on top of the plank if your children have just gone inside?
Yes, this is secret to our hiding spot.
Oh.
The snowman is on top of plank. You drag plank off of trapdoor, and then you open trapdoor, you get in hidey hole.
I know you do not understand yet, Bulka, but it is most ingenious.
And
you
then
get
you
there.
Close trapdoor,
you see
and then
a snowman.
There is a rope, and you tug on
you
the rope.
You slide the snowman
gently,
away.
Gently, and then
Wait.
The snowman goes back over
oh,
trapdoor.
Oh, so clever. Okay. Okay,
sliding,
Bulka.
Sliding snowman, yes.
Yeah. The snowman is on a secret plank. You shove the plank away, pull it away. It reveals the door to the secret hiding place. You go in. When you are in, you pull very gently on the rope. It closes the snowman back over the hiding place. And then you are safe with all of us. Yay!
And then we just live out days under a snowman.
No, we plan an assault upon the Pale Tower to rescue Thora and close a portal,
How
obviously.
Did I forget? Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, oh no. Kiapa, they are lighting fire to your house. I can start to see our house. Oh, Kiapa.
Okay, so a couple things. That was great.
Yeah,
such a good bit.
That was amazing.
I like how we were avoiding crosstalk until Zach looked at me directly in the face
Go.
And was like, no, keep
Why
going.
Would you stop?
Why would you stop? This is beautiful. And he's right. It's beautiful. And then good call. Yeah, that was a beautifully long conversation. The house is very much on fire. man, that was nice, though.
I mean, is Hatch still out there? I feel like we kind of need him. For the tower.
That's right, Bulka.
Oh, yes.
Bulka.
Tell
There's probably an invisible hatch out there. If you could perhaps say out loud, not super obviously to lookers on, but just loud enough, he might hear, hey, Hatch, come with me and I will bring you to... Actually, Kiapa.
Yes, what
does Hatch know where your secret safe space is?
Yes, he does.
Oh, actually, Bulka, if you find Hatch, Hatch can just lead the way. That would be much easier. But
so the note that I wrote in my mind of all the notes instructions, I would no, just crumple. I will crumple.
No, remember it in case Hatch has already left, but let Hatch know that you are going there.
Ask Kappa, does she have, because I know sometimes it's smart with kids to have like safe word, like a secret code word for emergencies. Ask Kappa, does she have something
Good
like
question,
that?
Good question, Kappa.
Yes.
Do you have any sort of secret word or phrase you would say to let your family know, let us go to the secret spot?
That might be good for me to trigger Hatch.
No, we always just say, okay, go to the secret spot now, little boys.
Oh. You may want to think about that in future.
Bulka,
she does not have any such. She just says, oh, let's go to the secret spot. So
yes.
Maybe you should just announce, oh, if only there was a secret spot we could go to. Or something, and then wink? I don't know. Do house spirits understand the language of the wink?
They are very observant.
That's true. I think it would work. I would try that.
He did wink at the end of an episode earlier.
We just could not see
that
it.
That is true, before he disappeared.
But we don't know that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. I can't. You lost 4 fingers. That is like 6/8 of your fingers. It's not... Oh, I feel bad for you.
That's a weird way.
Well, no, I mean,
thank
ratio.
You for thank you for
5 out of 4 people do not even understand fractions.
Thank you for being so sympathetic and wonderful, Bulka. You are my best friend, and I don't think I have ever told you that until today. But
you were always one of the good ones, Gary.
If I ever get to go home again, I would like you to meet my children.
It would be an honor, of course.
My family, they live in White Throne, and I have been stationed here at the Pale Tower for 2 years. I have not seen them. When I see them next, their daddy will only have 6 fingers.
Oh, it's possible. It's possible. I don't know. With the power of love and Bolka, and you know, maybe possible to do something to regrow or rebuild. Maybe we could give you Arbogazza could make you like little wooden robot fingers or something. He's a very good craftsman.
I do not know, Bolka. I cannot afford such a thing at this moment.
If you help Arbogazza, and if you help us, I mean, you are not needed or wanted with the guards anymore. Maybe you should come help us, and possibly that could, you wouldn't even need money. We could just, as a favor, repay you by healing.
You could use my services?
Of course. You're a strong, smart man. Is he smart? Do I know that he's kind of smart?
You know, he's got a bad will save.
So you know, he's not too smart. He's not too wise.
You know, I know.
He's not much, but he's something.
You know, I love pickles. I don't know. You said you like apples. Do you also like pickles? I love pickles.
I do not like the pickle I am in.
Well, it's funny. It's similar because, like, a cucumber is okay, yeah? But, like, it only becomes a pickle through a very jarring experience. And I think that this is what you're going through. You're going through some sort of a metamorphosis into something bigger and something better with more vinegar, you know?
I am a pickle butterfly.
You can be. You can be soon. Yes, you are still in the middle.
I will be happy to offer my services to you, Bolka. Thank you for giving me a new job and purpose outside of being a guard. Which is all I have ever been. I will be your guard. I will guard you with my 6 fingers. They were on my dominant hand. I do not know if I can swing my sword anymore.
It's okay. We just, you still have value. I mean, swinging a sword is not all a man is.
Is it true? A man is also 10-fingered.
I'm just... with message on, I'm imagining...
You're getting half of
Vasilisa's this. Getting half of this. She's like, pickles? What is he even? I don't... And then she's looking at the others, and they're like, not understanding, because it's not in Tal'Dane. And she's like, do not worry about it. I think he's telling Geary how to meet pickles. Let's just let them do their thing
should
and
we
sneak
go?
Out. Yes.
Okay.
So I want to stand up and try and help Geary stand up too.
Geary stands up. He's taller than you, but you are not threatened by this.
You know, if there is a secret special hiding spot in the forest, that is where someone like you deserves to go. And then he's just like, whispered to him, like, I'm just, this is for appearances only, do not worry about this. Yes, secret, if there was a secret hiding meeting spot in the forest, then that is where you should go, and that is where I shall go, too. and then look to see if I feel like the path of least eyeballs is either to go around the side of the clock, or go through the middle of the clock, or go, like, around, not
so there's,
around
Varanya. There's a little path straight to the north from where... you guys are standing, that will
yeah.
go past the clock tower.
I just want to find, like, the least conspicuous, most direct
yep.
kind of path.
Okay. So, Bolka, you and Geary stand up. You guys just head north?
Unless I feel like there's eyeballs on me and I should serpentine and go a different way.
Give me perception.
11.
So you do see one of the guards at the end next to this... giant smoke plume that's coming out of the village. One of them is just looking over at you.
Oh, good.
And all the clock tower people are going to start heading out the back. Can I get stealth checks from the clock tower people?
Do we have any way, do you think, to get rid of our prince? We're going to leave a lot in the snow as we go.
Well, you know, if Ghost and I go last, Ghost's tail can always, you know...
Oh, good idea.
Swish
okay.
back and forth.
You and Ghost keep up in the back. The rest of us will sneak out in the front. Okay, let's go.
Oh, Ghost got a 21 and Marge got a 5.
Okay.
But I am riding Ghost.
Vasilisa has a 22, nat 20.
Nice.
22 for Valdeen.
Nice. Okay. So you guys start to sneak out the back. Marge is a bit rustly in her armor, riding on top of Ghost. But otherwise, you guys are pretty quiet, and you look at it, and Ghost did really well on their stealth. So yes, they are kind of covering the tracks as they go. Now, let's go back to the people in the town square. Bulka and Gary.
Yes.
What are you guys doing? So you look down the street. You notice. You see one of the guards looking back over at you.
And it seems like there's enough distance away that if I slip... Gary a gold piece or a couple gold piece that maybe no one would notice. I'm hoping the guard that sees is far enough away that he wouldn't notice. Yeah. I'm just going to, here is 2 gold. You go see Vranya and tell her that you need bandages. See if she has bandages that can wrap your hand, and then ask her, tell her you're leaving in shame, and ask her if you can leave out her back door. And then I will meet you at the back door, because I do not want to see anyone. You're my very good friend, but I do not want to see the guards to see me helping you. No, it would look bad.
That is a good plan.
But here, take this 2 gold and just go get yourself some bandages.
Thank you. Thank you very much, boss.
All right. He starts to go.
I'm having meta difficulty, like ripping my mind, getting my mind to do the right thing here.
Yeah.
Because what I don't necessarily feel like Bulka would be wearing his armor right now. Mm. It was just a day. It was just like a normal day.
Yeah.
I think I have to go, as much as I would love to be like, no, I was fully armed all morning.
No.
I feel like I have to go back to my temple to gear up.
Yeah, get your stuff.
And I hate that. But yeah, I'm going to go...
But with you walk in the opposite direction as the guard, that's not a bad look.
Right.
Yeah, and I think it's a good play.
And then I need to figure out a way to meet back up with everybody. So that's my next move. I'm going back to my place. I'm grabbing my armor.
Okay.
My father's heavy plate or half plate armor. Cool.
You can always play it off with the guards. Why are you wearing armor? Well, you never know when another crazy fairy's going to come and cast a flaming sphere and I'm going to have to attack it.
That is true. But also, he wears his half plate under his robes.
Nice.
So it's not always easy to tell. And also because he's a little slight anyway. He's kind of a thin frame.
Yeah.
So it makes him look more like an actual dwarf when
there
he does
go.
It.
Gotcha.
Very cool. Subtle. Nice.
All right. As you're going south, you kind of see the guard like... As you guys split, kind of just like, all right, cool. Looks back at the fire, and they're all kind of just like gathering around and chatting. Meanwhile, everybody else takes off, and you guys start heading to the secret meeting spot.
Mm-hmm.
Any conversations you guys want to have?
Oh, not if we're
sneaking. We're in sneak mode.
Quiet mode.
Let's take another look at Bulka then. Bulka, what are you doing once you get to the temple? What does it look like? Are you preparing for like a long journey? Are you preparing to just kind of like, are you just getting your armor like you mentioned and leaving, or like what's the deal there?
Yeah, really the only thing I'm, because I already had my mace with me, the only thing I'm interested in is I'm going to grab my armor and then all my spell components, like my pouch for several days worth of possible spells, of different variety of spells that I might need.
Okay, cool. How long do you think that takes you?
To put on the half plate, I think,
a while
is like 5 minutes or something,
minutes? 10 minutes, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Is your door to the church open?
Oh, God, no. When I walk in, I close it for sure.
You hear a thumping on the door.
What stage of undress am I? Am I just totally naked right now? Right as you strip everything off?
You're almost done getting your armor on.
Oh, please, just one moment, please. Hold on, almost... Okay, let me... I got one more. Okay, a strap. There we go. Yes. And I walk over to the door.
Hello again, Bulka. We wanted again to say thank you for helping us defeat the fireball and for making sure that Gary receives his just desserts.
Yes, absolutely. I'm here for the town. Anything Waldsby needs.
Yes, excellent. Well, I wanted to let you know that the Nazhena appreciates your corroboration.
Oh, she knows already. That is an honor. She's busy
she
woman.
She will know. But this is for you. And he hands you a little bag.
Oh, my God. It has 4 fingers in it, doesn't it?
This is
a little dark. I know she is.
Thank you for your service. We hope we can expect your support in the future as well?
Oh, yes, of course. This is anything for Waldsby. Is it rude if I look in the bag now while you are still here? I feel like I do not want to seem ungrateful, but I'm so curious that I cannot, like...
It is up to you. I will be taking leave unless you want me to watch you open the bag.
Oh, no, but you know, it's maybe a little bit more
proper if I wait. We have a donkey packed with supplies, which we will be taking to the tower, along with several new puppy dogs for sleds.
They are Kappa's dogs, yes?
Yes. Very good dogs.
They are very good. She is good at training them. I know them very well.
It is unfortunate, but we will have to see if we cannot find her. But at least now she has nowhere to go.
Do you need help? Like, I mean, I could bring the dogs to the Pell Tower if you
want. No, it is fine. We would like you to stay here and keep an eye out for us. And he gives you a wink.
Oh, yes, I understand winking. Absolutely.
And I want you to remember, you will always find friends at the White Weasel.
Yes, I always had a suspicion, you know.
Well, if you will excuse me, Bulka, thank you again.
And he turns around and leaves. What epiphany did you have?
I'm sorry, I just realized one of the things Vasilisa does with Marigold is that she likes to tuck one of her namesake flowers into her bridle.
Yeah.
And one of the things I established as we left Heldrin last is that she replenished the flower in Marigold's bridle while they were back in Heldrin.
Oh.
And I never said she took it out.
That's not a
and
good look.
And it's been a few days, but... it's probably
it's
still
suspicious
there.
As hell.
Oh, yeah. And so I'm just realizing a fresh summer marigold, brilliant and yellow, orange, and glorious, and starting to die a little bit, but like not nearly enough for being an Irisin, yep. Is tucked into Marigold's bridle.
Yep.
And I hope no one notices and that it falls out and gets trampled into the snow and does not do anything. But I realized it just now. Yikes. So
I hope one guard notices and he's really sweet and he's like, oh, Marigold, and starts calling her Marigold because
and
she had a Marigold in her mane.
Likes him.
They don't even know what marigolds are in Irisin.
Is this
who
one
knows?
This one
it's
super
not
sweet
a native
guard.
Flower for sure. But yeah, I realized that, and then I also realized, just for the listeners, for our audience, it really is sad that Marigold has been seized. She is carrying a pack bag with Vasilisa's journal. Empty journal. It's not her secret diary, thank goodness.
Oh,
but she's got all of Vasilisa's silk rope, her bedroll and blanket, all of our snowshoes, her mess kit and cooking kit, a grooming kit, the tent, water skins, rations, all of Vasilisa's incense, and her haro mat and its carrying case. Like, it smells like incense. I don't know. Anyway.
So the guard captain turns around and walks away.
I look in the bag.
Marigold is super obviously not from here. You look in the bag?
Yeah.
As thanks for your support of the guard captain, you have received 5 rations.
Oh.
And a necklace.
Food is scarce in Irisin. Like, it's a big deal.
Okay, okay.
Like, it's not like, does he think I'm going somewhere?
No. No, it's like...
precious.
Yeah.
You get like, to eat you today.
Get, you get extra rations.
He doesn't know tomorrow. Me very well.
Like, no,
I don't eat much, and it's not my thing.
No. You get 5 rations and a necklace. And the necklace is
detect magic.
Very, now I have to look it up.
I have it at level 0.
Oh, no. I just remembered something else.
It's cold,
and I'm probably going to have to do one of those checks at some point. It's fine.
Every 10 minutes.
It's fine.
Okay, the fact that James is looking this up means it is not just a necklace.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm intrigued. It's secretly a way for Najeena to spy on you.
Oh, if it was a nice, like...
So it sounds like she's already spying on the town through the White Weasel, though.
It's what
that
I got
was,
from
that.
That
was...
yep.
Interesting.
Always have friends at the White
Weasel. I mean, I feel like in every town, she's going to have agents. She's going to have loyalists.
Sure.
For sure. In every little town. And Bulka already kind of assumed that, like, that's... Do you remember when Arbogast was like, oh, I'm going to run over to the White Weasel and get some snacks? We're like, don't go over there. It's because she's not really good people.
Oh,
okay.
No.
You do not detect magic.
Aw, that was a long time to get to there.
It's a silver chain necklace that comes down to a simple but slightly ornate filigreed frame, like about the size of a silver dollar, with a mirror in the center.
Can I do a knowledge check or an appraise?
You can give me a knowledge local.
Oh.
Or arcana.
Okay. I actually don't have local. How weird is that? But I got a 20 in arcana.
20 in arcana. There is a spell among witches called Irisini Mirror Sight. And if a witch has a mirror, they know about this mirror and they have this mirror as like a focus, and they give it to someone wherever that mirror is, you can always scry using the mirror as the center of your focus.
Oh no.
So she totally called it. Yeah, it's a spy. It's a spy necklace.
That's okay. That's a snowflake right there.
Nice job.
It is, yeah.
Good job, Esther.
Assuming
Thank you.
This necklace has a witch that can spy through it.
Man, that would have been bad if we didn't know what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeesh. So there you go.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm going to wait for them to actually clear out all the way.
Okay.
And then the last thing I do before I leave Waldsby is I'm going to hang the necklace on the statue in the middle of town.
Yeah.
And I don't know which way she's pointing. I'll put the necklace on her and try and position it toward the White Weasel if that's okay. an option.
Yeah, you can do that.
And then I'm going to try and sneak out of town.
Okay. Leaving Gary, right?
Oh, no. I was supposed to meet him out back.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet him out back of Varanya.
Okay. He's there.
Gary, did he already wrap his hands or did you just bought the bandages? It's hard to wrap with only one foot.
Yeah. No, he's got the bandages. He's got it. He's good.
Okay, cool.
He's got his little stubby hand wrapped up.
Nice. Oh, you did a good job. You did good job wrapping already. Like, you don't even have a heal check. That's
yes,
good.
I am okay at this. It helps that he is not bleeding, so it is just helping sensitivity-wise. Not as cold.
You know, this may...
Where do we go now?
We have place, and I know this transition might be difficult for you, but we are kind of, I think, going to be leaving your old life to some degree behind. I know these men do not want to deal with you anymore, but right now I will take you to where we will meet your new friends and hopefully your future of...
New friends, that is good.
Yes, good people.
I do not think any of my old friends will be my friends anymore now that I have been kicked out of the guards.
I mean, how many friends... If your friends cut off your fingers, how many of those kind of friends do you really need?
That
I mean,
is true.
Two or three.
Maybe I have not had the best friends. But you are my best friend, and obviously I trust you very much, and so the friends of your friends might be my friends. I think that is how that goes.
Yes, and sometimes we learn these lessons kind of late in life, but it's good you're learning now.
Yes.
Who is really your friend? Who do you want to spend time with?
You.
Oh, that is very sweet. I want to spend time with you.
Oh, excellent.
And we start walking.
And you guys start walking. Zach, I want you to hand me your sheet.
Which one?
That one.
This one?
Yep.
Oh, no. Why? What's happening?
Oh, that was a good toss. I felt really good about that.
I fucked that one. okay.
You just wanted me to not have it?
Yeah, I don't want you to have it right now.
No.
Are you going to the creek or the stream?
Oh, but I wrote it down in my mental picture
of my mind. Yeah, so tell me what your mental picture of your mind is. I'm not going to make you remember all the directions. I want to know, do you end up going to the frozen creek or the frozen stream?
This guy's a dick.
Because you're amazing. Right. You did write it down in your mental brain.
No, but then I crumple up because I think we need to find Hatch. So I'm in trouble now. I am not, you know, everything is frozen. I am not going to go. I will go to the creek. I do not want to go. No, wait. I should go to the street. I will go.
Oh, God.
I will go to the creek. I think that sounds like a good time.
Is that the one you want to stick with?
Well, I mean, you are now. I cannot tell if you are bluffing me and trying to bribe me.
I'm just trying to get you to commit to something.
I can't think of how to find Hatch. I want to get a hold of Hatch. I go to Creek.
Yeah?
This is my commit. I commit.
You commit.
It's final answer. I will play Regis.
Okay, cool. That was the correct one, so good job.
Whew, okay, so just one bottle cap, or I get two? There's a two bottle cap memory.
Cut back.
To the creek.
To the creek, because you got that right. Thank God.
50-50 shot.
50-50 shot, yep. And out of all the options I gave you, two out of three would have had you fucked. So, good job picking the one that didn't. Back at the other group, sauntering through the forest, Ghost is sweeping your trail behind you. You guys get to the frozen creek, and you see Kappa walking around, but you guys, like, you it's interesting, like, you follow the line of her thought, because it is, like, a very interesting, dense part of the woods. And you guys do, you see the hamster, you see the hamster's bride, you see her walk, and she jumps up and down every couple steps until she feels a board, and she's like, okay, and then she turns, and she walks a couple more steps, and then at that point, she's like, oh, okay, cool, there it is, and then she, like, kind of disappears out of sight for a second, and you guys follow behind her, and she comes out into a little tiny clearing where there is a snowman, and she goes, and she slides the board over, and she opens it up. You guys look in and you see a cute, cute little couple of rat folk boys sitting there playing jacks.
Yay!
And how cold is it?
Oh.
Is it warmer inside the Heidi spot?
Warmer inside the Heidi spot, yes.
James now knows how thermodynamics work.
I would like to dive into the Heidi spot quickly for warmth.
Yeah, it is a 10-minute walk, though, so I need that cold check from
almost
you.
Got it. One check you can
just
do.
Just from me?
Just for you.
I bet Kappa and Arbogaza are cold.
This is true.
Damn it.
They're used to it. They live here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm from here.
You're not.
They can't be more used to it than I am.
Arbogaza is very cold.
Okay.
His gnomey nose is turning blue.
I'm 100% fine.
Okay.
I have a 28.
What color was his nose before?
Not blue.
Okay.
I give Arbogazer one of my scarves. And,
oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Get into the little Heidi spot. It's warmer. We shall huddle together and the ginormous weasel will help out.
And I hand Arbogazer a good berry.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is
how much room is the Heidi hole?
Surprisingly, a lot.
Okay,
like this seems to be set up to be almost another house.
It's like a bunker.
It's a bunker.
That's cool.
Oh, interesting.
You see multiple beds stacked on top of each other. You see a long table with many, many chairs. There's a couple different rooms kind of like dug out and off to the side. You guys see barrels full of what you can only assume to be food stores. It is a very well put together hidey hole.
Ooh.
Oh, my boys, I am so glad you are okay. Oh. Thank you so much. I am glad you're both very smart boys for remembering all the directions. And you even put the snowman back this time. That is very good. And you guys have found the jacks. Have you gotten your snacks yet? Okay, let me get you snacks. Anybody else for snacks?
I'm doing okay, I think.
I'm all right, thanks.
Okay, good. Make yourselves at home. There should be plenty of room. We have had more people in here than what is here now. And Ghost, there is little side rooms full of other animal feed and such for such companions.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a stove or somewhere I could heat up? Do you have a way to heat up some water? I would like some tea. It's very cold outside.
Yes. Do you have a way to do so magically?
To heat?
Yes, we do not typically have fires or anything down here because the smoke might
attract. This makes sense, yes.
I checked for broken windows.
There are no windows.
I push a small chair up against the window.
There are some ever-burning torches in there, so it is lit.
Nice.
Are they hot?
This place is lit.
You know what? Yeah, they're hot.
Okay.
They don't have any smoke or anything. So there you go. Yeah, that's where the heat is.
Smokeless fire.
Yay. They have a little stove lit with ever-burning torches.
My only flask of any variety that is not on Marigold is my insulated flask. It had hot vegetable broth in it 2 days ago. It probably has nothing in it now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to temporarily step outside, shove a bunch of snow in it, and come in and hold it over one of the ever-burning torches.
I love it. Bolka and Gary. Are you talking to Gary while you guys are walking, or is it mostly quiet?
Oh, sure. No, he's my oldest and dearest friend.
Okay. Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
Just trying to keep him optimistic and just trying to keep him looking forward. Like, it's good that now this worst part of your life is now behind you. That is very good. And the working with these people is not going to be a problem you have to deal with anymore. I always felt like you did not quite belong with them, you know.
Yes, it was a difficult job for me. They were all... Honestly, I know they were my friends, but honestly, they were all also very quite mean.
Yes, some of them do not seem like good people at all.
No, they are not. It is so hard to find good people. But I am glad I found you, my good friend. Oh, look, a frozen creek.
Creek? I think we were looking for a stream. Oh, no. A river, maybe. Did we go the wrong way?
And you look around and you find the hamster and you see it pointing and you go the opposite direction. You see the hamster's wife and then you jump on the board and then you walk and then you see the snowman.
How awesome is the hamster bride? How cool does it look?
The hamster's bride, it's fucking dope, yeah. Man. Master carpenter carved that shit.
You know, it's kind of sad though because look, the bride and the other hamster are so far away from each other. I want somehow to reunite them. It's sad they're trapped for eternity so far apart, you know.
I guess
before we go in,
it is like me and my wife.
I must tell you, I know you're having a bad day. There's a lot of that going around. You're having a bad day, and when we go down in the rock, some of the people that you're going to meet, two of them are ratfolk women who, in separate, non-consecutive incidents, have each lost their husbands just in the last day.
Wow.
So I know.
That's quite the coinky.
I just want to. And one of them lost her house, too, because of the guards burned it down.
Yes.
Kappa lose both her house and her husband, and then Marge is down there as well, and she lost her husband, and I know you lost fingers, too. We need to kind of support each other right now.
I agree. And you guys go over and you slide the snowman off, and opening the trap door beneath you, we catch a glimpse at everyone who has now had 20 minutes to set up whatever they are doing. Quickly, let's get a snapshot from each character. David, what is Valdine doing?
He's whittling a piece of wood that he found in the corner.
Marge!
Marge is sitting with Ghost and the kiddos, trying to kind of, with her hands, tell a story and keep them entertained.
And Vasilisa!
Vasilisa is drinking some hot tea and shuffling through her horror deck.
And that is where we shall leave our adventurers for the time. We'll see you next time on the Dimension Door Podcast.
All right. Ooh. He threw it back at you guys.
Yeah.
It was up to you to end the episode.
Wow.
I thought that'd be a fun little tidbit. Like, open the door and see everyone doing their own thing.
Thank you for listening to the Dimension Door podcast. As always, our bumper tracks are by MDK Music. And all other musical stylings, as well as the editing, is done by Zachary Kreidler. We are very pleased to announce that we have launched a new show. Amanda, who you all know as Marge, is going to be running a new 6-book campaign, Carrion Crown, which is Paizo's classic horror adventure. She will be running the game for, of course, Zach Kreidler, her beloved husband, and the voice of Bolka and Norm, as well as two new players to our show, Madison Rogers and Nick Thunder. This podcast will be on its own feed. You can search for it at Severed Fate, a Dimension Door podcast, wherever you get podcasts, or find us at podchaser.com/severedfate.